Take off in French. Copyright Oxford University Press 2000. Hello. Welcome to Take Off in French. In this course, you'll learn how to communicate in French in everyday situations. We'll give you lots of practice on the recording to help you develop your speaking and listening skills. And you'll find more activities in the book to test yourself and check your progress. To help you find your way through the course, we'll give you all the instructions you need. We'll tell you when to listen to the audio, when to repeat something, when to take part in a conversation using cues, and when to refer to the book. Here are a few tips to help you get started. The first three sections in each unit begin with a short dialogue. Always try just listening to the dialogue several times before reading it in your book. Don't panic if you don't understand something the first time you hear it. The first activity is designed to help you listen out for the important information. We'll give you a few suggestions for words or phrases to listen out for, to help you focus on what's important. Learning how to pick out keywords is an important part of developing your listening skills. Then you'll find follow-up activities on the recording and in your book to help you understand more and more of the conversations. Even if you don't get all the details of a dialogue, it still helps to develop your listening skills if you work on understanding the gist of a conversation. You'll be given lots of opportunity to speak. You'll often be asked to repeat something or to participate in a conversation using prompts, so be ready to take an active part. It's better to practice by saying things out loud. Try recording your voice too. Don't forget that you should work at your own pace, so you can pause the recording at any time or repeat sections as often as you like. It's always best to review often to help you feel more confident with the language. And don't try to do too much at once. You'll probably learn and remember much more if you study for 20 minutes or half an hour every day, rather than one long session just once a week. Let's get started with the section on pronunciation.
Pronunciation. This section will introduce French pronunciation and give you the opportunity to practice the sounds of French before beginning the main course. First, the different vowel sounds. A, as in café, papa. Now you try. You'll hear the words again with a short pause for practice.
Café.
Papa.
E, as in le, demi. Now listen to the same words again and repeat them in the pauses.
Le.
Demi.
The next sound is very similar. E, as in coiffeur, acteur. Listen and repeat.
Coiffeur.
Acteur.
Now, E, as in deux, bleu. Listen and repeat.
Deux,
bleu.
Et, as in été, aller. Listen and repeat.
Été,
aller.
Et, as in maison, frère. Listen and repeat.
Maison.
Frère.
I, as in fille, midi. Listen and repeat.
Fille.
Midi.
O, as in numéro, château. Listen and repeat.
Numéro.
Château.
O, as in comme, téléphone. Listen and repeat.
Comme.
Téléphone.
U, as in tu, rue. Listen and repeat.
Tu.
Rue.
Ou, as in 12, rouge. Listen and repeat.
12.
Rouge.
Now the nasal vowels. En, as in chambre, prendre. Listen and repeat.
Chambre.
Prendre.
On, as in mon, comprendre. Listen and repeat.
Mon.
Comprendre.
Un, as in cinq, main. Listen and repeat.
Cinq.
Main.
The next one is quite similar, so don't worry if you find it difficult to hear the difference. More and more French people ignore the distinction. Un, as in brun, lundi. Listen and repeat.
Brun.
Lundi.
Now the consonants. Most consonants are pronounced as in English. We'll focus here on the ones which are different. The sounds p, t and k are softer than in English. Papa, tante, question. Listen and repeat.
Papa, tante, question.
The letter H is not pronounced. Un hôtel. Note that there is a liaison between un and hôtel. Un hôtel. Most words starting with an H have this liaison, but there are some which don't. Un haricot. Listen and repeat.
Un hôtel.
Un haricot.
The letter R is pronounced from the back of the throat. Trois roses rouges. Listen and repeat.
Trois roses rouges.
The letter C is pronounced differently depending on the letter which follows. In most cases, it's pronounced que. Acteur, coiffeuse. Listen and repeat.
Acteur.
Coiffeuse.
However, when C is followed by E or I, the sound changes to S. Sans, ici. Listen and repeat.
Sans,
ici.
Finally, when the C has a cedilla, it's also pronounced S. Garçon, français. Listen and repeat.
Garçon.
Français.
The letter G also varies in pronunciation depending on the letter which follows. In most cases, it's pronounced G. Gare. Grand. Listen and repeat.
Gare.
Grand.
However, when G is followed by E or I, it's pronounced Je. Gentil. Région. Listen and repeat.
Gentil.
Région.
The letter W is usually pronounced as in English, but sometimes it is pronounced V. WC. Listen and repeat.
WC.
There are a few consonant combinations to note. First, CH. This is pronounced CH, chaussure. The combination TH is pronounced T, théâtre. And the combination GN is pronounced NY, agneau. Listen and repeat.
Chaussure.
Théâtre.
Agneau.
And finally, here is the alphabet in French. You'll hear the letters in groups of four. Listen and repeat.
A, B, C, D.
E, F, G, H.
I, J, K, L.
M, N, O, P.
Q, R, S, T.
U, V, W.
X, Y, Z.
Now it's time to start Unit 1. You'll find more pronunciation practice occurring regularly throughout the units. You will have plenty of opportunity to listen and repeat key phrases and sentences. Let's begin. Unit 1, starting out. Ça va? This unit will help you get started speaking French right away. You'll learn common greetings as well as everyday phrases such as please and thank you. You'll also practice ordering snacks and drinks in a cafe and learn the numbers up to 30. 1.1. Greetings. Bonjour. French greetings vary depending on the time of the day. Here are the greetings you'll come across most often. We'll leave a pause for you to return the greeting. From morning to late afternoon, you are most likely to hear
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
In the late afternoon and evening, you say
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
And now, goodbye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
You'll also come across a more casual greeting, which means both hello and goodbye. It can be used whatever the time of the day.
Salut.
Salut.
But remember, salut is very informal. Only use it with young people or with people you're on first name terms with. And here is how to say good night.
Bonne nuit.
Oh, bonne nuit.
Activity 1. You're going to hear these phrases again in 5 short conversations. Listen out for the greetings and see if you can work out how many of the conversations definitely take place in the evening.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Ça va?
Ça va.
Bonne nuit, papa. Bonne nuit, maman.
Bonne nuit, ma chérie.
Bonne nuit.
Au revoir, tout le monde. À bientôt.
À bientôt.
Salut, Christine.
Salut, Alexandre. À demain.
Bonsoir, monsieur Lafont. Bonsoir, madame Lafont.
Bonsoir, mademoiselle.
Bonsoir, mademoiselle.
Two of them definitely take place in the evening. We heard bonne nuit and bonsoir.
Bonne nuit, papa. Bonne nuit, maman.
Bonsoir, monsieur Lafont. Bonsoir, madame Lafont.
Here is dialogue 1 again. Listen and complete activity 2 on page 2. Don't look at the transcript at this stage. The dialogues contain words you don't know, but by concentrating on the key words, you'll find that your understanding will develop. Pause the recording if you need more time to think.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Ça va?
Ça va.
Bonne nuit, papa. Bonne nuit, maman.
Bonne nuit, ma chérie.
Bonne nuit.
Au revoir, tout le monde. À bientôt.
À bientôt.
Salut, Christine.
Salut, Alexandre. À demain.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Lafont. Bonsoir, Madame Lafont.
Bonsoir, mademoiselle.
Bonsoir, mademoiselle.
Next, stop the recording and work through the transcript of Dialogue 1. Use the vocabulary and language building sections on pages 2 and 3 to help you. Then, complete activity 3 in the book and come back to the recording. Activity 4. Pronunciation. In this section, pay particular attention to the R sound in au revoir and at the end of bonjour and bonsoir. Listen and repeat.
Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Au revoir.
Salut.
Bonne nuit.
Activity 5. Your turn. First, listen to the difference in intonation between a question and a statement.
Ça va?
Ça va.
Now it's your turn. Listen to the question and repeat it.
Ça va?
Now, here is the statement. Repeat it.
Ça va.
And a few greetings to finish with. We'll give you a prompt in English and leave a pause for you to answer. Then, you'll hear the correct version. Don't forget to use the right form of address. First, greet the young woman at the baker's in the morning.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Now, greet the taxi driver, a man, in the evening.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
And finally, say goodbye to the hotel receptionist, a woman.
Au revoir, madame.
At the café. Au café. Activity 6. Gérard and Mathilde are ordering a drink and a snack in a café. Listen to the conversation and see if you can work out the words for please and thank you.
Messieurs, dames.
Une salade et un perrier, s'il vous plaît.
Une salade et un perrier pour madame. Et pour monsieur?
Un sandwich et un café, s'il vous plaît.
Un sandwich et un café, d'accord. Alors, la salade et le perrier pour madame.
Merci.
Le sandwich et le café pour monsieur.
Merci.
Bon appétit.
Merci. Merci.
The word for please is s'il vous plaît, and the word for thank you is merci.
Une salade et un perrier, s'il vous plaît.
Merci.
Try repeating those phrases.
Une salade et un perrier, s'il vous plaît.
Merci.
Here is dialogue 2 again. Listen and complete activity 7 in the book.
Messieurs, dames.
Une salade et un perrier, s'il vous plaît.
Une salade et un perrier pour madame. Et pour monsieur?
Un sandwich et un café, s'il vous plaît.
Un sandwich et un café, d'accord. Alors, la salade et le perrier pour madame.
Merci.
Le sandwich et le café pour monsieur.
Merci.
Bon appétit.
Merci. Merci.
Now read through the transcript of Dialogue 2 and work through the vocabulary and language building sections on pages 4 and 5. Then complete activities 8 and 9 before coming back to the recording. Activity 10. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat.
Une salade et un Perrier, s'il vous plaît.
Un sandwich et un café, s'il vous plaît.
Un thé et une bière, s'il vous plaît.
Une pizza et un jus d'orange, s'il vous plaît.
Merci.
Activity 11. Your turn. You and your friend are in a cafe and you are going to order for both of you. Your friend wants a salad and a coffee. Start by ordering that.
Une salade et un café, s'il vous plaît.
Then you want a pizza and a beer.
Une pizza et une bière, s'il vous plaît.
And finally, say thank you.
Merci.
One point three. How much is it? C'est combien? First, here are the numbers up to 30. There will be a pause after each group for you to repeat them. First, in threes, from 1 to 12.
1, 2, 3,
4, 5, 6,
7, 8, 9,
10, 11, 12.
From 13 to 16 goes like this.
13, 14, 15, 16.
17 to 19 follows a pattern. Literally, 10, 7, 10, 8, etc.
17, 18, 19.
20 is 20. And 21 is 21. After that, the numbers are as you would expect. 22 is 22. And so on. 30 is 30. Play this section over again until the numbers become familiar. The activities on page 7 will help you consolidate them. Activity 12. Two young people with very little money are in a French cafe trying to work out what they can afford. What do they finally decide to order?
Le plat du jour, c'est combien?
Le plat du jour, 36 francs.
36 francs? Et un sandwich, c'est combien?
Un sandwich, 31 francs.
31 francs? Et une bière, c'est combien?
La bière, 19 francs.
19 francs. Et un coca?
Le coca, 22 francs.
22 francs? Oh là là! Et un thé?
Le thé, 19 francs.
19 francs le thé?
Mais le café, c'est 15 francs.
Alors, deux cafés, ça fait 30 francs. On prend deux cafés? D'accord?
D'accord.
They decide to order two coffees.
On prend deux cafés? D'accord?
Here are some phrases from the dialogue for you to repeat. How much is a beer?
Une bière, c'est combien?
That's 30 francs.
Ça fait 30 francs.
Here is dialogue 3 again. Listen and complete activity 13.
Le plat du jour, c'est combien?
Le plat du jour, 36 francs.
36 francs? Et un sandwich, c'est combien?
Un sandwich, 31 francs.
31 francs? Et une bière, c'est combien?
La bière, 19 francs.
19 francs. Et un coca?
Le coca, 22 francs.
22 francs? Oh là là! Et un thé?
Le thé, 19 francs.
19 francs le thé?
Mais le café, c'est 15 francs.
Alors, deux cafés, ça fait 30 francs. On prend deux cafés? D'accord?
D'accord.
Now look through the transcript of dialogue 3 and work through the vocabulary and the language building sections on pages 6 and 7. Then complete activities 14 and 15 and come back to the recording. Activity 16. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat.
C'est combien?
C'est 16 francs.
Alors ça fait 24 francs.
On prend un coca?
Activity 17. Your turn. A friend is asking you how much things cost. Respond in the pauses.
Un café, c'est combien?
Say 15 francs.
15 francs.
Un coca, c'est combien?
Say 21 francs.
21 francs.
Un sandwich, c'est combien?
Say 30 francs.
30 francs.
Now do section 1.4 in the book and come back to the recording when you have completed it. 1.5. La bonne étoile. Un Perrier pour Alexandra. A Perrier for Alexandra. Now it's time for our story, which takes place in and around a French café called La Bonne Étoile. You'll come across a few new words. A vocabulary list is provided on page 10 to help you. But it isn't necessary to understand every word. Just concentrate on following the general idea of what's happening. Today you meet two of the main characters, Alexandra Coubard and Annie Delaine. Alexandra is a young journalist who spends a lot of time at La Bonne Étoile because it's right opposite her office. Annie is the owner of La Bonne Étoile.
Bonjour, Madame Delaine.
Bonjour, Alexandra. Ça va?
Ça... Ah! Excusez-moi. Allô? Oui, ah, Jérôme, salut. Ça va? Ça va, oui. Oui, d'accord. Bon, Jérôme, salut, à tout à l'heure. Excusez-moi, Madame Delaine. Un sandwich et un Perrier, s'il vous plaît.
Un sandwich et un Perrier, d'accord. Jean-Luc, un sandwich et un Perrier pour Alexandra. Alors, un sandwich et un Perrier. Bon appétit.
Merci. Oh, excusez-moi. Allô? Oui? Ah, bonjour, Monsieur Weber. D'accord, oui. Merci. Au revoir, Monsieur Weber. À demain. Excusez-moi, Madame Delaine. Merci. Allô? Allô, Jérôme? Non? Ah bon?
Listen to the story again as often as you like and do the activities in the book. Now it's time to test your progress in Unit 1. First of all, complete the written tests on pages 12 and 13. Once you've done that, read the unit summary on page 14 and prepare your answers. Then come back to the recording to see if you've got them right. Summary 1. 1. First, some greetings. Greet someone during the day.
Bonjour.
And in the evening.
Bonsoir.
2. Say goodbye.
Au revoir.
And good night.
Bonne nuit.
3. How would you address a man?
Monsieur.
And a woman?
Madame.
A young woman?
Mademoiselle.
4. Say please.
S'il vous plaît.
And thank you.
Merci.
5. Order a sandwich and a coffee.
Un sandwich et un café, s'il vous plaît.
6. Say, enjoy your meal.
Bon appétit.
7. Count up to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And that's all for Unit 1. Unit 2. Asking the way. Pour aller... This unit will help you to start finding your way around a French town. You learn to ask for, understand, and give simple directions in French. You'll also practice counting up to 69. 2.1. In town. En ville. Activity 1. Two designers are discussing plans for a film set. Listen to the conversation and see if you can work out how to say there is. It crops up several times.
Là, il y a un café et un restaurant. En face, il y a un jardin public. Et à côté, il y a une banque et un bureau de poste.
Et là, qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Le centre culturel.
Il y a des distributeurs de billets?
Oui, il y a deux distributeurs de billets. Un à la banque et un à la gare.
Où est la gare?
La gare SNCF est là.
Et les toilettes? Il y a des toilettes?
Oui, là. Il y a aussi des téléphones.
So, how do you say there is? It's il y a.
Il y a un café et un restaurant.
In fact, il y a means both there is and there are. And in this dialogue, which is slightly informal, il y a is also used to ask questions. Il y a des toilettes? Is there a toilet? Here are some phrases from the dialogue for you to repeat. There's a park opposite.
En face, il y a un jardin public.
Where's the station?
Où est la gare?
Is there a toilet?
Il y a des toilettes?
The art center.
Le centre culturel.
Replay dialogue 1 as often as you like and do activity 2 in the book. Don't worry if you can't understand every word. You'll probably have to make a few guesses and use your imagination. At this stage, it doesn't matter if you get it wrong. The important thing is to have a go. Now work through the book material and come back to the recording when you've completed activities 3 and 4. Activity 5. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat. Pay particular attention to the sound A.
La gare est là-bas.
Il y a un cinéma.
Il y a un café en face.
Il y a un jardin public.
Notice that the sound a can be heard in words which are not spelt with an a, like toilette, bonsoir, or au revoir.
Il y a des toilettes.
Bonsoir.
Au revoir.
Activity 6, your turn. You're describing your local town center to a French friend. Start by saying there's a park.
Il y a un jardin public.
And opposite, there's a bank and a post office.
Et en face, il y a une banque et un bureau de poste.
Next door, there's an art center, a cinema and a café.
À côté, il y a un centre culturel, un cinéma et un café.